is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we have been and where we will continue to be each and every Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire 2023 high school football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and of course by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. People kind of like you. I don't know if you noticed this one.
We gotta start winning. They'll like me more.
Well, yeah, that's generally the way it goes there. Tough game this past Friday night, heading over to Homerville, taking on Clinch County. And a little bit of the first drive gave a lot of hope.
It did.
You know, it takes almost 7 minutes off the clock.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no points, and then it just went downhill from there.
It did kind of. It went downhill a little bit, but I thought that first drive, if we punch it in, I think the game might have been a little different. Clint's a very good football team, and I think they're ranked third right now. They're pretty good. Got a lot of size, got a lot of speed. I don't know if we'll face a lot of that in our league. I think we faced the best team a couple weeks ago, and I think Clinch might have been a little bit better than them.
That seems to be the theme whenever you head over into the GHSA or into the public school arena. You seem to wind up going up against the big dogs in their division. Bluffton, you have said, should be a Final Four school in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Clinch County, it surprised me for them to have been such a small school, because I looked it up, and the enrollment of their school in Frederica, not that different. But it was there was some serious talent on the lines, and you weren't kidding about number 11, Jeremy Bell. That wide receiver, he was the real deal.
Yeah, Jeremy Bell, he's a good football player. I think he's got 25 Division I offers. He gets the ball. He make it happen. And we talked about it all week, and he caught a pass for 70, and he hit a counter up in there for about 58 yards. And once he got the crease, wasn't much catching him. A good football player, but they have a really good team all the way around. They had a lot of team speed. They were one of the better teams we will face all year. But probably might be the best team we'll face all year.
Better than John Milch?
I would have to say yes. I think that they did a lot of things really, really good. They were big and physical up front. They controlled the line of scrimmage. And on the back end, they covered everybody really well, even if we tried to do that. They had great run support. They played a lot of man-to-man coverage. And, they had a lot of team speed. Every one of their guys can move really, really fast, and they did a really good job.
Defense for the Knights on the night. Again, it just seemed like the big play seemed to be the death knell for the team all night long.
Yeah, we gave up some big plays, some quick hitters, and they took off. And once they got momentum there, when they got up 14-0, I felt like our guys kind of the air we got taken out of the balloon, and we struggled a little bit mentally to overcome it. But we continued to play, we battled, we made some mistakes. Again, we got some young guys on the back end, played some freshmen, but not an excuse. We got to get prepared for down the road, and we've got five games on this back end that we need to take care of and win, and hopefully we've got an opportunity to do that.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Amongst all of the things that happened bad with the blowout loss to Clinch County, there was a lot of good that came out of it. Jordan Triplett had 123 yards, I believe, on the night.
I think it was 177.
177, excuse me. Yeah. Wow, so it took him to 1,200 even on the season, according to your social media. Yeah. And I can now officially announce breaking news. You're the first ones to hear it here. Jordan, just a little while ago, received a preferred walk-on order from the University of Florida. So SEC taking notice of the river.
Yeah. Curveball gone. So, you know, we got that. Florida had called. I talked to them a little bit earlier today. So, you know, that's exciting. But he's at 1,200 yards and I think, what, ninth overall right now?
Number nine all-time rusher in the state of Georgia.
That's pretty impressive. You know, and we still got five games to go. And hopefully we've got three after that. So, you know, if we can get eight games in and get some more yards and make some more plays and get some more wins, that's what it boils down to.
Talk about the play, the 88-yard touchdown run that he had called back and then immediately followed up with another 83 and then 88, back-to-back on those, one call back on the penalty.
88 and 76. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, they call holding on somebody over there. In high school football, you call holding on every play. You know, they called it on that one, and then we turned around. It wasn't really designed. Wasn't supposed to go back to him. We weren't going to run him right back the next play after he'd run almost a 100-yard sprint. Then he turned around and he ran another 100-yard sprint. So he hit on the outside and took off, and, you know, there he was. He capped it off, put in, I guess he gained 12 on the first one, then turned around and got his 74 back. So he got, after it was all said and done, or he got 14 back. So he got his whole 88 yards in. But he got the touchdown right there. And, you know, I think at that point he already had over 100 yards going into it. So he broke the big run and got us on the board.
Tried a lot more on the passing game this week. Not a lot of success. Is that more just from not doing it in game situations, or was the Clinch County defense just that good?
I think probably a little bit of both, but I think Clinch County's back end was really, really good. Played tight man coverage, and their front seven controlled the line of scrimmage. So they did a good job. You know, and we had a little opportunity there, I think, on the first one. I think the guy was guarding Rico's flip, but Jordan was trying to get a path to throw and couldn't see him, and then time the guy got back up, Jordan was getting hit to throw it. So, you know, some of the things just didn't work out the way we wanted to. But we're going to try to make a little bit of a commitment to throw the ball a little bit more this week. And, you know, we'll see. I say that every week. And if we start grinding it out, then I just go back to running the football. So I think somebody's got a hat to run the you-know-what football. So I just say, you know, we often say that too. So, you know, just run the football. And we say it now, teams that run the ball in November and December end up winning. So, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of creating the ground game, but we got to get them expanded a little bit on defense and get them out there and create some run lanes. They're starting to pack nine people in the box, and we've got to get them out of the box a little bit. We just got to hit four or five passes, and if we break one or two, we got an opportunity to change the outlook a little bit for what we're doing.
We'll talk a little bit more about what it is looking like coming up this upcoming week as we head to Macon, take on Tapple Square, and a little bit of a, not necessarily a history, but a little bit of historical trivia when it comes to the two schools. We'll talk about that in just a minute. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simon's, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. And this segment is brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health and injury status of the team. I think probably the biggest concern that we've had over the last couple of weeks, and going for. What is the status on Fuller Wimberly?
He's been in practice every day this week. So
all right.
He's back healthy, which is a big help. But then we got Will at the Ryder Cup. So there's our other big offensive lineman gone for the Ryder Cup.
Well, this is about injury, not priorities.
Yeah, well.
I'm teasing.
He's going over there, we wish Zach well. Hope they pull it off. But it's going to be some big shoes to fill because Will's played really good for us the last couple of weeks all season and really starting to come into his own. Hopefully we get Fuller back right up to game speed. He is rolling, but he seems to be doing pretty well at practice. And so got some nicks and bruises. I think got a few guys that just beat up a little bit from the common football season, and then I think Holden Williams will be out. I think he broke a finger or two in his right hand that he had to get fixed. So did that last week in practice. So we'll see how long that takes.
Yeah. All seriousness, though, the Ryder Cup, that's a big deal. Congratulations. And it'll be hard for anybody to turn that down. Let's talk a little bit about the progress of some of the players this season from last year to this year, and then some that are first time on the team. The two big names that come to mind immediately are the two running backs that are taking over after we shifted Jordan from running back to quarterback, Rico and Jalen Ball.
Jalen, he's a freshman. And he's super athletic, plays really well, plays hard. And he's coming to his own. He's starting to understand what we're trying to do. And then of course Rico, he's senior, so. He knows what it's expected. Hopefully, we can get some big yards out of him in the next five games, and him and Jalen will make some big plays and get some guys on the perimeter and get some big runs out of that. And maybe we can throw it down the field vertically too to Blake and those guys to try to stretch the defense a little bit.
Cam Thompson, again, having just a stellar season so far. Working his way up the GIAA and the state leaderboards. Is he starting to get some attention from the colleges yet?
Probably going to get some here in the next few weeks because he's starting to pick back up a little bit. I would say he'll get some stuff, and we'll send out some film, get him a little bit more involved. I got to kind of see where he wants to go. And see right now, I think, like I said, he's probably got 60-something tackles, maybe 68, I think is what it was. So he's doing a really good job. And the Mike linebacker, so we got to do a good job of keeping people off of him, let him run, and he does a good job of going from sideline to sideline making tackles. He's very athletic, and he's very physical too. On top of that,
let's talk a minute, real quick, about the special teams. You that came into the season with big expectations, and got some statistical leaders in those areas as well so far.
Yeah, I think Colt's doing a really good job on kickoff returns. He averaged about 20 yards of return. He almost broke it Friday night down the sideline. And then he hit another one for about 15, 20. And then, Blake's done a really good job kicking off and punting. And then Mary Ford, I think she's 13 or 14 right now, an extra point. So, our special teams have been really solid. We just got to continue to do that. And this week's going to be vital. We got to kick away from some guys, and we got to be able to cover it down real well and pin them back, and hopefully we can play good defense and not give up so many big plays, and then offensively grind it out. Hopefully that's the key, is that third. The special teams has been pretty good all year.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, of course, shifting to this Friday night, taking on Tatnall Square Academy. Don't know how many people remember this, but Tatnall Square is where the inaugural head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Clint Morgan, where he left Frederica after the state championship to go coach up there. So it's kind of interesting to get the two teams together for a little bit.
It wasn't that we were looking to schedule each other. I don't think they could find anybody to get their 10th game, and we got asked to fill it in. So we were kind of voluntold on that one. And so we picked it up, and now we got to drive to Macon and go up there, and hopefully we can get back on a win streak here and they can start it. We can start it up there and get our guys going. They're a big, pretty good football team, but I think we got a good chance to go up there, maybe steal one, sneak one out with a win, and that would be exciting for us to get back on that side and get ourselves set to make that run on the back end. We always talk about the back end, and the back end's here. So it's time to start playing, and uh, turn it on and go execute, play really well.
Is the route you're going to take, are you going to take back roads, or are you going to take the god-awful I-16? I hate that road.
We're going to go up 16, I know. It's a good place to sleep. We'll go up 16, our itinerary is already set. Then we're going to try to pull out about 12:10, and then we're heading to Dublin to go and do a walkthrough, and then go eat in Dublin, and then we're going to go on up to Macon and get ready to play. So, you know, it's going to take it'll take a good while to get there, but I feel like if, you know, we can see how well we travel and what we do, and I kind of talked about that last week to our seniors, you know, how you're going to lead this group on this long road trip. So sometimes that's a hard thing to do for these young guys, is understand how to handle yourself and go about your business. So
yeah, how do you attack that extra 2 hours on a road trip for a team that's usually, you know, so far an hour and a half is the furthest they've gone, and now they have to do 3.5?
Yeah, we're gonna go 2 hours and then get off the bus, and I get to yell at them a little bit. We're gonna do a walk through, and then we'll get back on the bus and go eat. Then we'll get, you know, drive another hour and go into Macon. So it's kind of how you break it up. Try to get off the bus, do a little quick walk through, and make sure everybody knows what they're doing, got everything covered, go through some stuff, and then load up. We'll put our jerseys on, look presentable, and then we'll go over there and eat, and then turn around, drive right into Tampa Square. Of course, we're their homecoming, so, you know, a little more incentive, hopefully, to go in and take care of our business a little bit better.
You know, as soon as you step off that bus and you see the taffeta and sequins, you start to harken back to the old days of the homecoming heartbreak tour.
Yeah, you know, we need to get back on that. But I think our guys had a pretty good week. You know, I thought yesterday was going to be a struggle with the rain. I mean, it literally poured rain the entire time. We were in practice. But I thought our focus, you know, was pretty good with the rain, and I thought our kids did a pretty good job. And then today, I thought we went out and executed pretty well and getting an understanding of what we were trying to do, and they did a pretty good job with that. So I feel like, you know, our preparation's getting there. We got to tie it all together tomorrow and get ready to go.
We'll be right back to Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I remain Jeff Doak, and we are indeed at V Pizza on St. Simon's. And this segment is brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. Now, Coach, I don't know if you've ever noticed, just simply because you and I, whenever we arrive here on Wednesday nights at 7:30-ish, We're both kind of flying in low and fast, but I always like to try and at least grab a couple of minutes to talk to at least some of the players that have arrived here every week. And by the way, I do appreciate each and every one of y'all being here every week, showing support for your coach and for this school and for the team, and it means a lot to me. Thank y'all so much. But I always try to take a chance to talk to at least a couple of them and just get a feel for the pulse of the team and how they're feeling this point of the week of practice and what to expect for the week coming up. And I got to tell you, it seems like they're pretty confident about the Tampa Square game.
All right, you know, we got back in our league, and you know, it's a challenge. The teams that we schedule on the front end, they're very tough teams. You know, and like I always say, we play very tough competition, and I feel like our kids, once they start getting into it, they start looking at some of the teams that we played. They're like, well, you know, we played some of these really, really good football teams. They can't be better than them, and we survived. So what do we learn from it? What do we take from it? And I think our kids kind of look at it that way. And as we move forward, I feel like they're probably ready to play. And, you know, we're ready to get in probably to our region here pretty soon. So, you know, and get that set up and get going. So we'll see. But I think, you know, they're – you know, it's one of those things, you just got to put it behind you. You can't let it carry on with you and mess up your focus on what you're trying to do the next week. And I think our kids have done a pretty good job of that.
I had asked you about it a couple of weeks ago when it happened. And I really think that, you know, after talking to the guys and everything, I really do get the feeling that the John Millage game, even though it was a loss, it really was a watershed moment for the team. For them to realize that after this team had just absolutely manhandled them the last, five times that they have played, to be able to limit it to a two-score game, it really shows where this team is at right now and how far they have come and how far they still can go.
Yeah, you know, we get everybody there and everybody healthy. Again, I think our matchups change a little bit. You know, missing Fuller really hurt us. When you got two guys, their two interior defensive linemen were 330 and like 320. So, and my two guards was 165 and 150. So, it was a mismatch. But, you know, you get Fuller back in that mix up front on offensive line. You know, I'm not saying he's a 10-point swing, but he definitely helps us up front. And then, you know, we learned some lessons in that game. And I think our kids have that silent confidence that we just got to go out and execute and continue to go out and keep playing hard. And that's the biggest thing I talk to them about is effort, just effort intensity. Go play hard. Quit worrying about everything else. Just play hard and go out and execute. And I think our kids will come out this week and do that.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So let's talk a little bit more in detail about what we can expect next week with Tapnell. What's their style of offense? What are some of the players are going to be looking forward to keeping an eye on?
Well, they'll go into the conventional pro eye. They'll get an eye formation. You don't see the pro eye very often, but they're going to run inside veer, weak side. They'll run an inside veer, strong side. Then they're going to run some counter, some trap out of it, toss sweep. Then they'll get in the shotgun, go a 2x2 set, 3x1. They run some counters off of it. They're going to do some things out of that. Number three is kind of their go-to guy. He was a tailback last year. He's really athletic. He's a good football player. And then they're just big up front. They got a lot of big bodies up front. So, you know, they're going to do what they do. It's counter, trap, you know, run some power every now and then. They're just going to try to be methodical, move it down the field, and then they'll throw it every now and then to keep you off balance. But, you know, on defense, they're going to be more of a four-man front up front, and then got linebackers, and they're creating chaos. They try to blitz and do some things, and back in, cover three, kind of. So, you know, last couple weeks we've seen tight man-to-man. You know, this week might get a little cushion, maybe a little bit. So I think that if we can get that and hit a couple quick passes here and there and then get them to back up and loosen up the box a little bit, we got a chance to run the ball and do our thing we do on offense. So, you know, I think it'll be – watching the film, I feel like we're kind of even. So – you know, it's the team that's going to commit the fewest mistakes and make the plays at the time. So that's what it's going to boil down to.
Speaking of mistakes, that is one thing that has been kind of noticeable over the last couple of weeks. Both, not just Frederica, but Frederica and your opponent for the last couple of weeks has been catching the eye of the Zebras quite a bit. A lot of yellow flying through there on Friday nights. Is that something you've been focusing in on?
You know, I think with that is sometimes they just want to be seen. You know,
people come to see the referees.
They do, you know. And they feel like they've got to have something to throw to justify it. I think that, you know, last week, pretty clean game. I think we moved a few times. I don't know if that's just nerves or what, but, you know, most of the referees, they were pretty good last week.
I did notice Jordan had a couple of times where he was able to make them jump on the hard count, so
yeah.
that's a new development.
You know, so, you know, we've done a few things that, and we made a few silly mental mistakes here and there, but for the most part, it's not a lot of effort mistakes, you know, and being lazy and holding and things like that. Sometimes we try to do too much, but for the most part, you know, we try to get it cleaned up. We've done a lot of stock blocking this week on the perimeter to make sure that we're getting everybody blocked and sealed, and then up front, a lot of technique. We've done a lot of technique the last 2 weeks trying to just stay focused on technique and get really good at it. So, again, it's the back end, and we got to try to figure out a way to win these last five and take care of our business. And it's going to be a long road trip, and hopefully we can stay focused and go up there and handle it.
Once again, I'll ask you, what's the big three things that have to happen Friday night for us to get out of Bibb County with a W?
First one, you know, like I said, we got to no turnovers. If we limit the turnovers and create some turnovers, we got a chance to get out of there with it. And then, you know, we've got to play with intensity. We got to give great effort. Again, they have a very good skill position player, so we have to tackle them space real well. So I think those things right there, intensity and effort, you know, together, along with tackling well in space and then turnovers. You take those things away, and I think we got a chance to come out of there with a win if we can do those.
Coach, I don't think I say this nearly enough, but thank you for your effort. Thank you for your time that you put forth all of this. Thank you for your friendship. Very appreciated.
Man.
And
looking
forward to the rest of the season for the back half, as you say.
The back end.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us at the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick, the man to my left, right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off, and of course, Coach gets the last two words.
Go Knights.